one.
The Jam Gob. Jam Gob. Jam Gob.
What's up, everybody? I'm Anaïs, and you're listening to The Jam Garden. The Jam Garden. The Jam Garden. Today, we're going to talk to Philip Rothman of Subculture. Subculture is an organization based in Fort Lauderdale that's all about putting together events that engage the community with that community's artists, musicians, and all the other creative people that live there. I met up with Phil at a park in Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale never stops making noise, apparently.
So can you start off by introducing yourself and telling me your title? Philip Rothman.
My name is Philip Rothman.
Phil for short.
I'm the CEO of Subculture, I guess. That's my title.
We're on a bench in Bouvier Park in Fort Lauderdale. Curious joggers and pedestrians eye my microphone as they pass by. Phil isn't fazed. Does anyone ever come up to you and associate you with Consequence of Sound? Or do they recognize you from it once you mention your name or your affiliation?
I think it's mostly just I'm Philip Rothman. Oh, cool. Oh, I write for Consequence of Sound. Oh, I know that. Like, it's like the whole... that blog. Yeah, totally.
That blog he's talking about is currently listed as one of the most influential music websites by Technorati. It's also run by his older brother, Michael Rothman, but it's based in Chicago. And that's not where Phil is.
I wasn't too loud either. I was expecting it to be much longer too, because Fort Lauderdale is notorious for its long trains.
I want to go back a little bit, mm-hmm. and I want to talk about you growing up and your first memory of when music meant something to you.
Oh man. Okay.
Well, tell me about home for you.
Home's an interesting subject. I would say home is my brother and my father, hands down. My brother, like, most specifically. Like, my father's always there. They always do an amazing job at really bringing you up and really kind of making you the person you are, giving you morals and principles. And he did probably the best job in the world. He's, like, the love of my life. He's my best friend. My brother, on the other hand, is someone who is not only my father, but my mom, and he's kind of grown me into who I am today, and without him, I'd be, like, nowhere. I'd just be, like, you know, some kid riding a bike, I guess. I don't know.
Phil's older brother invests a lot of time to teach him about music. About 10 years ago, Phil's older brother comes home and tells him, "Go get ready. I'm gonna take you to a concert."
I remember it was a Blink-182, Green Day, and Jimmy Eat World concert, and he came home with tickets. And I remember he was in high school at the time, so that was a pretty bold thing to do, to take, you know, for a high school kid, to take an elementary school kid, myself, to a concert. You know, that's kind of embarrassing almost, you know. And he did it with all of his friends, and I remember his friend made a comment of, you know, "Hey, you know, why are we taking this fucking kid? Like, this kid's so young, like, why do this?" My brother stood up. He's like, "Because he needs to learn this. Like, this is something he needs to have, and I don't care if you don't want him to be here, because he's coming." And I remember seeing that and going, "Oh, this is like, oh, this is important. Like, something, this is a big deal. Like, he did that. That was awesome." So, I stood at that and I was like, "Man, that's really cool. Like, thank you for doing that." And I mean, I think that not necessarily my most significant moment in music, but that was definitely the reason why, you know, I feel like home, the definition of that is both my father and my brother. So that's what home is.
That significant moment would come later.
I was listening to my father in our car. We're driving to Miami because that's where we lived at the time. And I remember driving and he turned on this one song, and it was, I think it was The Doors, A Break On Through. I remember hearing the hi-hat just going like, What is that? Like, that's really different." And he was like, "Oh, well, it's..." And then right as he was about to say that, the keyboard kicked in and he just couldn't talk. And I remember, like, there was, like, a romantic thing about that where it was, like, the music was, like, "Don't tell him yet. Like, let him just hear it first." And it was cool. And I remember going, okay. Like, I got, like, kind of, like, a chilled moment where I just sat there and I just listened to Jim Morrison sing and listened to the music and the breaks and the yelling and the emotion. And I remember my dad was like, "Did you like that?" Like, it was kind of like a... "You figured it out, didn't you?" And I was like, "Yeah, like, what was that?" He's like, "Cool. Well, this is music. Like, this is rock and roll." It was kind of this constant push of, like, this is what's really important, and this is what could inevitably be, you know, not necessarily a career for you, but a passion. I think that's what my dad was so, like, very, passionate in regards to. He just wanted us to have something that we really believed in and really had, because we didn't have like religion, we didn't have like that big family thing. So he's like, look, what can I give you that you can just love and just really have for the rest of your life?
But just because Phil loves music doesn't mean he's any good at playing it.
Do you play any instruments?
Yeah, actually, I did bass guitar instead, which failed miserably. Then I did guitar, which failed miserably. Then I did drums, which failed miserably. So I was just like, you know what? This is just not going to work out.
Or were you left with cymbals?
Not cymbals. But it was like, I started a band and stuff in middle school and high school. And it just, I realized that it wasn't about creating the music, which I remember just having this extreme passion, just being in front of people and communicating what I felt and talking to people. That was really it, actually. Like, that was the high. And the turn on for me was, oh man, like I get to be around people now. Like, this is so great. This is so neat. Oh, I get to network with other people too. Like, I get to understand like what they do.
This is something that kept coming up. Phil's love for people. So when he says he moved down to Fort Lauderdale for them, who is he talking about exactly?
You know, whether it be like Mikey Ramirez of Radioactive Records, or, you know, Chris Bellis of Laser Wolf, Lauren Pearlstein of South Florida Music Obsessed, John Cagnon of Jolt Radio.
Andrew, so he meets Vincent, these people, creates a circle of friends, and starts to partner with local businesses until he creates
Subculture. When the idea came to you, and were you with a bunch of people in your room? Like, I want you to go back to the time that you were like, okay, this is going to be something.
Wow, that's a really good point. I think it started with when I, the first time I ever went to Lollapalooza, I saw this concept of like all these people growing and, you know, talking and networking and just this constant, you know, entertainment. I thought it was so admirable and so cool that, you know, here are so many people coming together from so many different areas of the United States, all for one event, all for one thing. And I wanted to do something like that for them. I want to be able to, you know, have a Bonnaroo or a Coachella and something that I'm around or my surrounding myself with. That's why we're talking to a few people right now.
And just when I was starting to find out what Subculture is all about, a wall goes up, and he says it's a secret.
The whole idea of Subculture is to give as little information as possible. The reason being is because, yeah, because you know what? Like, I feel like love and interest and intrigue and passion all grows from a question mark. That's why people, you know, like read Stephen King novels or, you know, purchase books. There's this inherent mystery that we all want to resolve. And I want to create some mystery to that. But one thing I will flirt with is this. We're flirting and we're currently trying to get in bed with some record labels. We're talking to some pretty fun record labels, and we want to see what we can do for them around Art Basel. And that's all I can say.
So from what you've said, my understanding about Subculture is community interactivity around music through festivals and maybe an event during Basel with some labels.
Who knows?
So, what else?
Right now, you know, we're working on a few other things. You know, Record Store Day is something that's still going to be pretty relevant in our calendar as well as our schedule for Subculture. That's another thing we're currently flirting with. We're in talks with a few people to see how, let's say, Record Store Day won't just be seen at your record store, it'll be seen in your city.
But on a weekly or monthly basis, what would Subculture be about?
It's not so much Subculture wants to do these consistent, you know, once a week, once a month, etc. type of events. What we want to do is we don't want to oversaturate the market with these events that inevitably become insignificant. Because I feel like once you create that schedule, that oh, there's a passion to this. Oh, this is so unique and so cool. That unique kind of gets blurred away and just becomes common consumerism. I feel like the relationships that are so significant, so important, that build this nostalgia and that build these memories that we love and have, happen when you meet other people, when you get together and you have these events and you start, you know, learning more about yourself with the things that you find in these events and stuff. Like, whether it be like a vendor, whether it be a band, whether it be a shirt, whether it be a movie, these are things that people need to have in their memories, and I want to, you know, be able to do that for them, and I want to be able to be a part of that.
So why Fort Lauderdale and not Miami?
Okay, so that's that. I love that question.
All right, so here's what he's saying. Miami's music scene is pretty much established already, but what Fort Lauderdale has to offer is a blank canvas. He can paint a little festival up here, some music events over here, maybe a little record store project up here, and voila.
Yeah, and it's true. Like, there's this beautiful blank canvas right now that has, you know, this defined and amazing structure and foundation that, you know, these key people who've been here for quite some time have created. You know, let's start painting as soon as possible.
I'm seeing this common thread as we're talking about your strong sense of community mm-hmm. and being around people and just connecting with people.
Yeah. I think that all grew up with...
Like, you know everybody's first and last name that you mentioned. You remember everything that has to do with that person and what they're affiliated with, and it's like a Rolodex in your mind.
It's it's not so much a Rolodex of like, you know, like just like, oh, who can I benefit from, and in that sense, because I feel like Rolodex has that negative connotation to it. But I don't know, I just think that the whole idea about, you know, home and family is to be around other people. Like, since I didn't really have that when I was growing up, you know, like I only had, like, when my brother left for college, I only had really my dad, and that was it. And, you know, I had to constantly surround myself with other people because that's what I really enjoy the most. You know, I mean, I go home at, like, after work and really just settling down at, like, 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, cool, so who can I invite over? Like, who can come over and, like, watch a movie or something? Like, that concept of, like, I want to hang out or I want to do something never really stops. And it's probably why I don't sleep. So maybe I should look into this. I should definitely check this out.
Philip Rothman unites people who actually want to get to know their neighbors and connects everyone through a common thread. The desire to be surrounded by a strong support system where creating anything seems possible, where that line between community and friends and family sort of blur and become one. If you want to learn more about subculture, check out their website at subcultureus.com. I'm Anais Alexandri, and you guys are listening to my show, The Jam Garden. Right now, the song you're hearing is by a local band called Planes, and their song is called Black Feeling. Up next, I'll throw in some Arctic Monkeys, Matthew and the Atlas, When Saints Go Machine, and maybe some Iron and Wine. Enjoy, guys. You're tuned into Jolt Radio. Stream on.
Shut up. further from my widowed home, take the road that sits it to the sun. Waiting for my skin and bone to return and see what I've become. Summer has not yet been here, though my days are long. Take me back to when the night was young and another song was sung. What of all those pretty tales, the ones that took me to the store? Is there comfort in the siren's wail, a comfort upon this wooden floor? Tell you, is it a failure to forget the ones you once held dear? And I try to remember, but my mind is no longer clear. Succumbed and pulled me to the stone. Further from the towns you know, I remain from where I had begun. Stumbled before I started, I was kicking all the stones as a child. In the meadow when the storm came through, and I burrowed straight back to you. Day is done. I lay down my body within this earth I've won. Would you try to follow the roads I had to walk? There's a whisper in the willow, from there you'll hear me talk.
Take a trip to me. through the best of years, you never know any of the songs I wrote. We'll be right back.
This is Bourgeoisie, and you're listening to Jolt Radio. Stream on, baby.
Hi, we're Pallet Down, and you're listening to Jolt Radio!
What's up, guys? My name's Anais. You're listening to my show, The Jam Garden. Starting off the set was Arctic Monkeys, the Hellcat Spangled Sha-La-La-La. After that was Matthew and the Atlas, I Will Remain. Then it was The Staves with Mexico, who just opened for Bon Iver at the Fillmore, if you guys happen to catch it, which was an amazing show. After that was Real Estate with It's Real, then Toro y Moi, Go With You, and closing up the set was When Saints Go Machine with Fail Forever. I'm going to start off this next set with some Beach House. Stream on.
does it say?
I read your mind and I understand.
Maybe the plans we made somehow got off the track.
Maybe so, or we just forgot to plan.
If it's true, I don't mind. There's a million other things that keep me up at night. Maybe it's not quite right, but we'll find out if it's true.
The coast is never clear.
Answers always beyond our reach.
And though it's not my way, won't you help me try?
Let's make jam and life gives us a peach.
If it's true,
I don't mind. There's a million other things that keep me up at night. Maybe it's not quite right, but we'll find out if it's true.
Despite all the amputations, you know you could just go out. c'est certain. J'ai très très peur, mais beaucoup moins que tous les gens à cette table. De mon bateau en très profond, naviguer une direction.
welcome back, guys. You just heard Beach House with Other People, Yo La Tengo with It's True, The Velvet Underground with Rock and Roll, Duran Duran with Save a Prayer, Stereolab with Percolator, and The Black Keys, The Only One. I love that song. Thank you guys for listening to my show, The Jam Garden. You can check out this podcast on my website at thejamgarden.com, and you can always listen to me on Jolt Radio. Bye, guys.
Hi, this is Maite.
This is Tony.
We're from Pocket of Lollipops. You're listening to Jolt Radio.